Numbers chapter 1, verse 47, to chapter 2, verse 34. The ordered camp. In these verses, we have the details specified by God, the exact order of the camping of the people of Israel. They couldn't pitch their tents and dwelling places just as they liked. It wasn't a higgledy-piggledy, choose where you want, free-for-all, anyhow, anywhere. It all had to be done according to the word of God. God specified it down to the smallest detail. It wasn't haphazard. There was definite set places for each tribe. Each clan had to be in its right place. Each clan had to have its standard or its streamer, its flag. It's all marked out. Yeah. And the same goes for the marching and the setting out. They just couldn't pick up the tents and the tabernacle just as they will. It was all done according to the word of God. It was all specified, however short or long the stay. This order had to be obeyed. The Levites had to be round the tabernacle. And then Judah set out first and so on. There was a definite order about it. We're not talking about a rabble. You had 2.5 million people, all ordered. It wasn't a free-for-all. It was all set out by God. They had to know the system. They had to keep. The flags were there to mark it all out. The standards were flying. You can picture the scene. A huge mass of concourse of people. But it wasn't a free-for-all. Find a place where you like. Just go and do what you want. Just manage how you like. Choose the best spots for yourself. It wasn't moving about as they will. It was all set out according to the word of God. If you look at Psalm 60 in verse 4 and Psalm 74 in verse 4, you'll find Israel, Judah complaining there that the banners, the streamers, the flags of the enemy, the pagans, could be seen fluttering. This is all very, very important. You get the same with the temple when that was built. Solomon had to build everything according to the word of God. David said, I'm setting out the instructions here. Here is the word of God. You can't put the candlestick where you like. Oh, I think I'll put the altar over here. Oh, I think I'll put this curtain a yellow colour or a blue colour or whatever it might be. No. I'll do as I want. No. It was all according to the mind of God. Hebrews 3:5. Hebrews 8:5. God is very clear. Moses was told, make everything according as you see it. That's for the tabernacle. And Moses did it. He was obedient. He kept the word of God. He made everything according to the mind of God. Now, the camp. Judah must camp here. Issachar must camp over there. Benjamin must be here. Ephraim will be there. The division's there. And as it says at the end of the chapter, so the Israelites did everything the Lord commanded Moses. That is the way they encamped under their standards. And that is the way they set out, each with his clan and family. But why have I labored this? Well, it's an interesting historical concept, isn't it? No. This principle comes over into the new covenant. Everything must be done fitting and in order. And what does that mean? According to Scripture. The church is not plasticine, a lump of plasticine, so we can pull it about and stick bits on and twist it into any shape we like. The modern men in the evangelical world talk about re-engineering the church meetings. They're actually re-engineering the church. Now, think about that. What right do we have? What right do they have? What right does any man have to re-engineer the church or re-engineer church meetings? It's an appalling notion. Of course, we don't have to stick to tradition. We don't stick to tradition. And if people want to abolish tradition and set up something else, that's not the same thing at all. But of course, that something else must be scriptural. We don't have any warrant to re-engineer scripture. It's an appalling notion. And It puts it in the wrong to start with, right from the word go. Tradition is not to be our guide. The pagan world is not to be our guide. It's not our plans. It's not our way. It's not our systems. It's not the schemes of the world. It's God's word. The Lord's Supper, governance of the church, the teaching, the preaching, the assemblies, the ecclesia, the gathering together, the whole purpose of it, the glory of God in our assemblies, the mutual priesthood of all believers. Where do we get all this from? Well, it's a good idea. No, it's scripture. Well, somebody thought it up. No, they didn't. It's scripture. It's the word of God. And as Christ said, John 13, verse 17, if you know these things, truly happy are you if you do them. Well, there you are, my friend. The lesson is clear. I don't need to underline it. God has given us his word. I see the churches today departing wholesale from the scriptures, introducing pagan, carnal ideas into the assemblies of God's people. And what's the result of this? It's a breaking down of the fitting and in order, the New Testament, the New Covenant, the Gospel order. May God give us grace to return. Moses, the Israelites, in their setting out in the wilderness, at least we can say they had an ordered camp, ordered by the mind and word and revelation of God. They did everything as the Lord commanded Moses. Well, Christ has commanded us. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. May we be those who obey Christ in the least of details, for the least may be the most important. May God give us grace to be men and women of Scripture, not only in our minds, not only in our hearts, but in our lives, for Christ's sake himself. Amen.